You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. But I do.
Everybody having a good time here at the Dog Bowl in Berea as the first place AFC North Cleveland Browns at 6-0, 3-down. Look for their fourth win in a row. Look for their seventh win of this 2014 football season. And they're back to work and going at it today for head coach Mike Pettine and the staff in preparation for Bill O'Brien and his Houston Texans on Sunday. Great to be with you, everybody. Michael Regan alongside Matt Hilt Wilhelm. We got you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, Matt, always good to see you, my man.
You too.
Yeah, well, we just heard from Mike Pettine. And let's start right there because one of our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day was with regard to Mike Pettine and his staff and the job they've done at this point. And, you know, 6-3 speaks for itself. But, Matt, when you take everything, you know, put it all together, every faction of what a coach in the NFL, head coach, has to deal with, and how this job, as we know, has brought some men to their knees very quickly.
Yes, it has.
Right?
Here in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, let alone the rest of the National Football League. But it can swallow you up and spit you out. We know that.
Yes.
First-year head coach, with all that in mind, evaluate the job for me that you believe Mike Pettine has done.
Sure. I'm going to go with, and I'm going to be as critical as I can, because I think he's done a great job. And I think he's exceeded expectations up to this point of what people would expect out of this roster. And also to the transition period, what most people think is essential for a team to really take to schematically and the mentality of a new head coach. And I'm gonna go with a borderline grade between an A- and a B+. And the reasons why is because I think, as we've heard him say on multiple occasions, is the buy-in is there. These guys have bought in and latched on to his personality and his mentality of how we're going to win football games in Cleveland. And why that grade is so high is because we haven't had that. We didn't have that, I believe, 100% with Eric Mangini. I don't believe we ever had that with Pat Shurmur. And it was too small of a sample size. And it also, with Chudzinski as well. And I don't think we got to see it grow. It didn't happen as fast as it has with Coach Pettine, and we didn't see it grow and be nurtured along with Chudzinski as well. And then also, too, you got to look at the what they've had to deal with. And I think this is a staff that is Kyle Shanahan is living up to his expectation. And I think Jim O'Neill and the questions that circled him, you know, and Coach Mike Pettine, as their background being high school coaches, mm-hmm. some people might say. But I think what they've done in their jobs preempt to the Cleveland Browns, they've solidified that here with the Browns as well. And then you look at the roster that they've been given to do what they've done with the roster that they have, a very young team, veterans that have not had a lot of success in the National Football League, and then the injuries that they have overcome throughout this process, and to have the next man up mentality is always, you know, very prevalent throughout the NFL. But the next man up mentality and the opportunity that those guys have come in and played their best football or played winning football is not very seen often throughout the NFL. There's always a drop off or a significant drop off when you have multiple positions get hit, and the way that their backups have come in and filled those gaps, plugged those gaps. And it's still right now, we're missing some of those starters. So for that reason, there's not a lot of negative. There's a couple small, to talk negative just for a minute, a small coaching decisions in-game, which will grow and
sure,
get
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Those experience that a lot of people can question. But overall, at 6-3, this coach has a hungry locker room, which, again, has a lot of Cleveland and a lot of national media presence talking the P-word about the Cleveland Browns.
I think you encapsulated it very, very well.
Thank you.
And when you throw out the want and the will and the hunger and the desire, that pretty much envelops for me everything that Mike Pettine is. We invite all of you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You know, it's Mailbag Wednesday on the show, so you could tweet at the show. Tweet your thoughts with regard to Mike Pettine. What grade would you give him? At Browns underscore daily, at Michael Regai, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Nathan Zagura. All kinds of ways you can do it. Matt, the biggest embody, and 216-578-0850, by the way, if you'd like to do it that way too, because we can still facilitate you the old-fashioned way here in the Dog Bowl. When you put all together the pieces for me, Matt, though, the biggest thing for me, you laid out all the names, whether it's been Butch Davis, Romeo Crennel. I won't go back to Chris Palmer because that thing was a startup, and
it was a sad start.
A very sad start. I won't go back that far. But whether we start with Butch Davis and then on into Romeo Crennel and then on into Eric Mangini and, as you mentioned, Pat Shurmur and Rob Chudzinski. Biggest thing is that I've always looked for is, all right, everybody talks the talk about we're going to change the culture around here. We're going to firmly establish the Cleveland Browns again with this identity of what we want to be. And then you wait and you wait and you wait. And, Matt, in so many of those cases, as you well know, it's gotten more confusing.
Yes, it has.
It would change, Matt. Sometimes I'm telling you it would change from week to week what they said or espoused. This is what we're going to be. And it would change from game to game. And if it didn't work one week, then they just scrap it, go away from it.
And sell you on something the next
week. And like now we're going to be something else.
And Reg, you know what? Just to chime in really quick and I'll let you finish. And that's why I'm so sold on the culture here is because we heard talking out of Pettine about what he expected out of these players. And we heard a lot of big talk out of Dante Whitner preseason. And a lot of big talk out about free agent addition Carlos Dansby. But every single opportunity that they have to live up to their words, they meet it and exceed it on Sundays when it matters most.
And there's the tie-in that I know you agree with this because we've talked about it a lot before. Here's the tie-in with Ray Farmer, in this case, the general manager, and the fits as you select and look for those fits that are the best suited for your head coach and coaching staff and the roster. And I think Farmer's done a terrific job at that. But again, the bottom line for me is, okay, so Mike Pettine's going to come in here, and we see all over here in the Dog Bowl what play like a Brown means. You're relentless. You know, you're
mentally tough.
Mentally tough. You have attitude of winning. And it all ties into changing the culture. For the first time for me since 1900, and 99, when this football organization came back into being, for the first time to me, I can tangibly, Matt, walk and say, yep, I see that. Yep, there's evidence that that exists. And, yes, it all manifests itself when you win, right? However, you know, there's still particles of that. There's still factions of that that really it gets you to winning and losing, but it almost sets by itself in some of the things that Pettine has wanted to put down for this football team. I like it, and I think that, again, yes, there is this identity now, foundation being laid, and it's the best thing to me that's happened around here, other than those 6 wins in the first 9 games, but right next to it, best thing that's happened for me about the Cleveland Browns since 1999.
Again, along with those 6 wins, I think what's most exciting and gives us the most optimism moving forward is, and what's been kind of missing here in Cleveland for a long time is, for those Cleveland Browns fans that are diehard football fans and tune in to the Browns and other teams as well, they look at other teams and other organizations and see success. They see winning football. They see quarterbacks who are efficient and run games and defense who can stop people. And they go, well, why can't we do that? You know, and they're always compared
like you just
to
go and pull it out of the air and make it happen.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And I think that's where there's so much optimism and why that P word is in the conversations now is because they've had a decade to look at everybody else win and everybody go to the playoffs and us lose to all these division opponents.
Yeah.
And now this team is playing like what they've seen for a decade, mm-hmm. which is winning football. you know, winning turnover battle, being efficient at the quarterback position, having a run game, creating turnovers, winning on third down, scoring inside the red zone or inside with goal to go. Those situations that have deviated us for whatever reason, schematically, you could talk about everything under the sun. Coaching-wise, they've avoided us here in Cleveland for a decade, okay? We have found all of them, you know, and that is why my grade is so high, but yet oh so critical of Coach Mike Pettine.
I'm with you. That B-plus resonates real well with me, and that's where I'll go. A few things, and as I like to refer to inside those 60 minutes
yes.
on a Sunday, there have been a few things that I've looked at and thought, okay, is this a rookie head coach here
sure.
going through this for the first time
yes.
and trying to find his way? And, of course, there's going to be that. Not just rookie head coaches. We see veteran head coaches. Anytime I talk about this, Matt, I always go back to, you know, Herman Edwards. And I know everybody values Coach Edwards very, very well. And he is such a respected voice around the National Football League. But, Matt, in his tenure with the New York Jets, they hired him a game management coach that stood next to him
yep.
with regard to timeouts, down distance, and with an eye on late in the first half and at the end of football games. So, I mean, look, those things are normal growing pains. But, you know, Patton and his staff have done an excellent job, and I think it's something that you can really feel it resonate around here. So
absolutely.
We'll continue. If you guys have thoughts on that, please jump in. As we said, 216-578-0850. And also on Twitter, at Michael Rega, at MetWilhelm57, and at Nathan Zagura, or at Browns_daily. It's a hashtag a Mailbag Wednesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And our man is waiting in the wings. Can't wait to get the thoughts of from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, Scott Petrak. He joins us next. We'll get Scott's thoughts on a vast and varied amount of things going on with the Cleveland Browns. Don't go away. Got a lot more to do as we take you up till 3 o'clock here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Browns are back to work looking to win their fourth in a row on what should be kind of a winterish setting maybe on Sunday down at First Energy. Don't go away. A lot more coming up. We'll be right back.